that parsha. Rabbi Magdim. Now, our emunah is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu to be the manager of Klal Yisrael, Mistome, he gave him all of the skills and all of the kishreinus to be a good manager. Yeah, it's not Mistaber, for the most of the plan was Moshe would give over the Torah, and if you need help, you go to a psychologist. Yeah? Mistome, Moshe knew the system. The whole system, how to teach. I mean, not that Moshe will teach, and 2,000 years later will come a person, he has a new way how to make a cheder. Yeah? When Hashem gave a system to give out the Torah, He gave Moshe all the kishroinus to be the best mahalach. I think that this is the emunah pshuta. So the shaila is, then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and the Olam queue up with lines waiting to ask shailas. Takes 2 hours to wait in line, 3 hours, 4 hours. Yisrael comes over and tells Moshe, the system is wrong. Novel tibol ato v'cholam asharitcha. Such a system, it's not good. Novel tibol ato v'cholam asharitcha. Moshe says it sounds like a good idea. You know, he says, no, take sorah, alofim sorah, chamishim sorah, meres. Make a system. You know, you teach them. It's small questions, big questions. Chol adovar yaviru elecha. He says, listen, ask Hashem what he thinks about it. He asks Hashem. Hashem says, that's fine. It's a good idea. Unless Yisri came. Yeah, if Yisri would not come, we'd be standing in line till now. So Moshe got the Torah. He has to teach Klal Yisrael, and the system is wrong. He has a wrong mahalach how to teach Klal Yisrael. Unless so Goy came and told Moshe, Chochmah b'goyim diamond, you know, there's a system. You divide it, you know, like you organize it. New organization, you know, you have the top, the bottom, like a pyramid, and in the center, Unless Yisri came. So the Chutz, the spirit of the God said, Mune. Hashem told Moshe to give Torah to Klal Yisrael. He knew exactly how to teach Torah. Which could be mentioned 2,000 years later, or make new mehalchim how to learn. Cut it to pieces. Yeah? It's pashto. This kasha Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman found it in the Sefer. I can't find that Sefer again, but I found it in the Sefer. This kasha Rabbi Elchanan. So my father-in-law is up somewhere, so then the Sefer disappeared. But I saw the kash. Chon says a mahalach. It's not the mokim now. What is the emissa answer? The emissa answer is the mashgiach kol teirim tzichur bodyansky show me a Rashi. It's a Rashi in Chumash Dvorim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells over the story that he came to Klal Yisrael. Vayemar alechem barisa he. Tnu lanu anoshim nevoinim chachomim seyin betza. ותענו איסי ותאמרו תוי ודובר אשר דיברתם לה, דיברתו לעשויס. So Rashi is מדייק ותענו איסי, with the iron, ותענו איסי, ולא שם אינוי. חלטתם הדובר להנעסכם. הוי הולכם לא אמר, רבינו מוישה, ממי נועל ללמוד? ממך או מתלמידך? לא אם ממך שנצטערת או לא? יהד עשינו. מוישה סקום ילכו משדבורים עוד תיכוח את תקלל ישראל. ותענו איסי, ותאים רותוי ודובר אשר דיברת לעשויס, חלטתם הדובר להנעסכם. אוי אלוהים לא אמר, רבינו מוישה, ממי נועל ללמוד? ממך או מתלמידך? לא אם ממך שנצטערת או לא? So first we have an answer in the shayla. If Moshe tells the Klal Yisrael, you have to answer no. When Yisrael came with the system, you had to come out, Moshe, we don't agree. What would happen then? Maybe Hashem would give a siyata dishmai. Chveis nishvot. But for sure, Moshe cannot come down from Har Sinai and make such a system. If he's expecting them to say no, if he would come down from the Shemayim and he would make a system, sorry, Hamishim, no one will argue. Moshe Rabbeinu says that this is the way Hashem wants to give the Torah. Hashem can give what he wants. Moshe comes the way I was told I'm going to teach you. Comes Yisrael says, though, you know, I'm waiting in line, you know, they can't wait in line too long. I know, serious, people don't like to wait too long as a child. Yeah? So, it's not good, it's not a system. So Moshe had to come to Klal Yisrael, you know, it's not a good. Moshe says, "Vatanu oisi, you are mitzayr me. Chalatatem adovor la'anaaschem. Hoi alochem loim ha-rabbeinu Moshe, mimi noel ilmoi, mimchoi mitalmidcho. Loim mimcho shenitztaart ala." You had to say no. You had to say no. So we have an answer. Moshe was expecting him to say no. Aval lo melana de Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael. You had to say no. You had to say you want me to be the Rebbe. Why you said yes? If I would be Moshe, why I would say, why you had to say, why you had to choose Moshe? Why you had to choose Moshe? You know, I heard from the Rebbeinu Shalom. I heard myself from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yeah? Why you have to hear from someone that heard from me? You have to hear from someone that's on a notebook. I heard from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Come to me. What, you hear from someone that heard from me? Come to the original. I know exactly what is Chasharti b'miktas nizkei chavti. I said it. I was myself the Tanya, trying to figure out the Rashi and Tesis. Come to me. I know what is Sichicho Niroi. Sichicho Avonu v'lichicho Niroi. Ich weiß es genau. You have to go to someone that heard from me. Enough community to go to him, to go to the original. Argi hafnu b'skerab, argi hafnu Reb Shimon, argi hafnu... I'm not enough community, it's nishkin maile. Get him notes, no difference who to go to, it's nishkin maile. Not a reason, Moshe was upset that they didn't want to come to him. Shinitztarotim. Moshe Rabbeinu, teiras emes nesanoi, teiras emes nesan beyodoi, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why I'm better from you, Rabbi Yisrael? Why everyone has to learn by me? You know, I was a Meisel Nefesh on the table. I'm a better Rebbe. I was a Meisel Nefesh. Arboim yoim lechem lo yochalti yomayim lo yishasisi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Arboim yoim lechem lo yochalti. I was no offers, there's no bars, no food there. So I don't know what is the answer. But Vaistois, Moshe passed a very hard time. When we have Motzi Yom Kippur, 40 days Moshe was sitting like this. And Vaistois was up to him not to sit like that. In the Mele, he would not have the Torah. Moshe comes, Rabbi Yisrael, Arboim yoim lechem lo yochalti. If you think that he was plugged into something there that gave him energy, so what he's saying, Arboim yoim lechem lo yochalti, we also could do that. I also 5 minutes lechem lo yochalti, yomayim leshesis. The Torah says, Vayishvel. Chazal say, Moshe yom lo meteiro v'meshakeach. Lo meteiro v'meshakeach, more in the Dorim. 40 days, every day he finished the whole Torah. Why do you need had to be there 40 days? If you want to cover the Kolta, call it a Rekula, 40 days is not enough. If Hashem teaches you, you could do it in 1 minute. He learned the whole day, v'meshakeach. In the end of the day, he put blank. And again he tried. And again he came with the gun and says, meshakeach. Ad shenit no teiro v'batot. Moshe says, Rabbi Yisrael, I've been the best Rebbe. I was Moshe Nefesh to get Teire. Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to him, you know. If I would be Moshe Rabbeinu, if Hashem would teach me, if Hashem would be the God Lador. It's how I do, you know, if the Maggid would come to me, Chodesh B'si Yosef I would be. At least, if I would sit by the Goyim in Vilna. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what is my milus? I was Moshe Nefesh Lilmoy Toyo. Mimi no elachem Lilmoy? Mimi o mitalmidi? Lo imi meni shenitztaharti? I heard the Rabbeinu shel Olam. It's the best to hear from me. My Messiah doesn't make a difference from who you hear. No mileage. It's a pachadiki gemore. Moshe had to yell, what do you mean? You want to hear from the original from the copy? It's a container of Christ. So they feel, fuck out, Moshe is a very tzaddik. They go to someone more simple, mazut and better. So, besser as bore. Easy to start to him. Same age as them. Others than I as Bale. Yeah? Feel more comfortable with him. But the Moshe doesn't have a problem. Aber mit Starti oder? Ich habe andere Teire. Ich bin mit Starti auf der Teire. Ich bin andere Madrege. You know what? Come to someone. The person sometimes thinks, where's the mit Starti? Some Wochen think, you know, mit Starti, I came 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 3 to 7, 8 to 11. I was given about a person, had a baby. The baby was crying. He was standing near Abraham Shmulevitz. The baby was crying. So he said, oh, tzar gidul banim. So Chaim Shmulevitz told him, in Shuldik, das is gidul banim. Tzar, we nish wissen, das is tzar gidul banim. The baby cries, das is gidul banim, tishkin tzar gidul banim. To learn 3 sdomim a day, das is nishkin itzta'arti yorel. Das is lernen teim. Das is eichet Yoshua gemacht. Skenim eichet gemacht das. Moshe was not proud of himself that he came to sdomim in time. A big mistake. Itzta'arti yorel, this man, didn't gamble even once. You gamble, you're shagets. Worse of a shagets. No, I never, Baruch Hashem, I never went nowhere. It's just a kech. That's the learning thing. That's not the start of it. A person doesn't chap. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us the secret. I'm a Moshe Rabbeinu because I was nitzayer on Torah. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu not because I was up in the Shomayim. Hashem pulled me up to the sky and he taught me the Torah. Because lechem lo yochalti yomayim lo yishasisi arboim yoyim. I was Moshe Nefesh on Torah. B'meila I became a special person. This week is the week Shein Sforim. You know, Klal Yisrael didn't wake up from Matan Torah early. Moshe Mayoitzin, Moshe Sa'om, Keneged Ha'Elokim. We don't understand what it means. We fix it every Shavuos. We stay up because of that. What was the time? Klal Yisrael need to be Moshe Nefesh. You need to be Moshe Nefesh. You need to be Moshe Nefesh to Torah. In Bechukoi Sa'i Teleichu Shetiyu Ameilim Batoivu. כל המשחיר פונוב באוילום הזה על דברי תירו, פונוב מביא כויס לאוילום הבא. The world has a mistake. No, maybe you will not like it, but maybe we have to speak it out clear. I'll tell you my say, you understand. It's given a yid, Rav Adas, Rav Yudah Adas, a shiur from Kalyankot. He was living in Ponovich. And from the army, they came to interview why the yeshiva bochim don't go to the army. You know, it's always a meaning that the yeshiva bochim don't have to go to the army. Meaning I'm okay. So but the friars don't like it. You know, they die, and when they think we're living. Yeah, we know maybe it's Atzma Olel, we die here. But they have a time, it's Alamo. So, you know, Heinz is the friars and Mishkan friars, but them old. It's Vivikuchim, Ben Gurion, the whole matter. So they send the television senders to interview the bochim and Ponovich why they don't go to the army. So Rav Shach said, Yudah Adas. His father said, he will speak. And then he came to Ponovich, and Ponovich, in my days, when he came, he had to sign that you know Yiddish. If not, he didn't accept you. So Rav Shach asked him, medaber Yiddish. So he said, Shomea ve'ina medaber. Understands what he can't speak? Shomea ve'ina medaber. So the kids, they came, they asked him, Yudah Adas, we could interview Seder, they put him in the room. Why you don't go to the army? He said, because we believe that, you know, Melodim Torah, it saves the world. The guy shuts the machine. He said, you know, it's an interview on the television, a little bit more intelligent. You know, something, you know, the mice, you know, the people, you know, we are nice. We decided to give you the side to speak in the television, to give the answer why you don't go to the army. But, you know, we have this thing, you know, not something from, you know, 2,000 years ago. Something that's a bit more intelligent, a little bit. No problem. Okay, so we're asking again the question. Yehuda Adas, why you don't go to the army? He said, you know, when a person learns very strong, he saves the world and nothing can happen. The guy says, you want last more chance, you have to understand. These people want to hear, no, mashum yimei ha-binayim. You know, they want to hear something. 1,960, this was, you know, not 2,000, something, update. Okay, so we're asking the question again. Why you don't go to the army? Say, you know, learn very stark. All the Arabs die, the going die, and everything happens. I thought you were making fun of me. So tell him, listen. You want me to make up an answer that I myself don't think that is a different answer. This is the only answer I really know. Maybe it's a good answer, maybe it's not. I don't have a different answer. You want me to make up something and to try to convince everyone in something that I didn't manage to convince myself yet? I don't have a different answer. A lot of Shiva Bochim wonder why they learn the EU. Why don't Chaval Azman, they will learn Megillah? You know, some people saw some Batlani already holding Megillah in their hand. Yeah? Why not? Little Tay, why not? Chabzim Masechtim. So, they don't know that. So they, you know what they answer themselves? They're learning how to learn. You know this answer? They go to Shia to learn how to learn. So, they learn how to learn, and they get married, and they go out to work, and they know how to learn. Yeah? So, for what they learn how to learn? They're learning to learn. Bishleimen learns to saw, you go to Shia till 16. Okay, then you learn for 4 years. Well, you know, in the mirror at least, you know, you're married plus. So you learn how to learn. When you close the Gemara, you go out to work. And then the Dafayemi, you know how to learn. So Bamish HaShad of the Tzayt. Now, no one really faces the question. And the Mele, you have different answers to yourself. But all the answers, you could answer different people to yourself. It's not a good answer, exactly. But Shil Kloli, it's not different thing that you don't know why are going on. And the Mele, you don't have the real answers, yeah? You could fakif answers that you can't convince yourself. And in Mele, you feel very sometimes like you don't feel full. A person doesn't understand. A person has two options. תלוי לרשבו בעיון, פייף מהלכם את הרשבו, או תפיניש מסכת המגילה. What Hashem wants more? פייף מהלכם את הרשבו. I know that I'm not convincing you 100% yet. But you have to know that this is the truth. When you know that this is the truth, at least you'll understand that we're not spending time. Most of the sugyas and shas are not nagia. So why are we learning? To know how to learn? But most of us anyway in the end don't learn. So learn shechonoch mishnebura, it's not perfect, learn shechonoch take. Shechonoch was an eitze, because people cannot pass, it was an eitze. This whole halachas forum were eitze for a door that didn't know what to do when they finished shas. But we said it was no safer like that. So all these agadites. Some people, you know, they learn about Bekam and Meitab, so they skip the last couple of cases, they're really too complicated, they jump, yeah? And then, right, and then without it, they jump the case, and they jump. Why? It's not Nagia. What do you mean it's not Nagia? The Shas was not made to be Nagia. The Shas was not made to be Nagia. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a Molo Shel Torah. I want to explain. I'm not saying, by me, if I see a Bochum Megillah, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying if a Bochum knows that the Maize, the Matthias Bayim is, that without Megillah, he'll be sitting in the, outside in a store without a name. Yeah? Say that. So it's better to learn Megillah from Batal Tzach. I'm not Chavish Kansad. Leider, a lot of Bochum are like that. So it's good they're learning Megillah. I'm not saying now, so don't learn Megillah and don't learn Be'il. The person has to know, Amolo Shel Torah, Yegioso Shel Torah, this is the Torah shemachshartoi merimantoi. Moshe went up to the Shemayim. Hashem said everything very clear. What he has to? Shenitzta'arti ole. Why Hashem needed shenitzta'arti? Why you need shenitzta'arti ole? This is the Tzura of Torah. Odom le'omol yulot im mechukoisei teleichu. Doesn't say that you will keep the Torah, you will know the Torah, you will learn the Torah, shetiyu ameilim b'Torah. Amelus betoiro is a matoro farzich. Is a matoro farzich. Was a matoro farzich. So we think the Rebbe Ruchber back and forth. Mamash thinks a shol of the tzayit of the ganze sefer geschrim. Tip shebetiv, the sefer, tip shebetiv, they take a hand, take a poisek, passes the loche, very clear. They respect Nebach, the young guy that knows what to do, more from the Sefer from Rebbe Ruchber. I'm not saying now that we could speak about maybe for hours to build it, and a person needs to discuss it, to understand. It's a terrible thing that people are living without understanding what they're doing. And I'm not saying that a person, the Gemara says, a person has to know Shas, Ligmo v'hodo, Lisbo. The Gemara says, why you need to know Shas? Because Ligmo v'hodo, Lisbo. First you know, then you know what you're learning. But not because it's the need to finish us. Was it sad? Learn Be'iyun and don't finish us? The Gemara says, no, Likbo Vada Lisbo. First you know everything. Hand became a dog, Abi, you finish the Shas. So I'm not saying, Chaz Shol, Balabatim really not for Yemi. Abatim is a good Tzach. Lanan Teir is a good Tzach. Lanan Teir is a good Tzach. Chaz V'Sholom, that the Torah Alamot says, okay, so just take from this what we spoke now against the Asmod of Second Pseider, against finishing the Masechta. Cholila V'Chaz. Cholila v'chas. Aman has to finish the masechtas and to learn to finish and not to fakvetch the whole time. Why? He fakveches, and then he does nothing the whole seder. Yeah, goes back and forth. What he's thinking about? He's thinking about what to think. Yeah. This is where we're holding. So the melo we have to move and we have to learn. I'm not mafkir. The person knows a musig of a molosh or toiv. If he has a shver of teisvus and he learns again and again till he figures it out, Hashem sos v'sameach. And it was a waste of time. It was a matorah. This is what Hashem wants. This is Olam Hazeh. This is Olam Haba. This is Torah. I might have to finish the Masechta and to finish the Shas and to know the Shas. You're working in the Sugyas. I'm not so close. Oh, here I'm Amish Kudmekayim Amolo Shel Torah. Here I could be Kayim Yigiyosa Shel Torah. Here I could be Meisr Nefesh Shel Torah. About it, Meisr Nefesh is also when you have Yitzhah Olam to learn and you learn. A person has to know the growth of Torah is when he's Meisr Nefesh. A Bochur could pass all of his life, could be the best guy in the world. Could have tests, could know Yoredeya, Meksimicha, everything. Every day he learns 6-7 hours a day. But in the morning, you know, helps himself. Friday Shabbos, David Synagogue, you know, all, you know, life is very good. 5-6 hours, he mamish learns. Ez nishkin yegea b'toyo. Nishkin omel b'toyo. No yegeo social toyo. Some ashver. I mean, as manim sometimes. No, I don't go there anymore. But in all good days. So I come 5 days into Ben Azmanim. So, not only the yeshiva got to the kuf ches. So he's living kuf tezvob, the iun, every tesis, and writing the same thing Kiryu's writing a leket to Oros and a chidushim. But I tell him, but you're not going to say shir now. His mom is like preparing to shir. Like, he said, what do you mean? I don't learn because I'm saying shir. I learn like, but I said, but you learned it really well. No. I learned the masechta be iun kol atzayir because this is the way, this is the way what Hashem wants. So this man finishes and he carries on. And everybody has money, he carries on different blood, and in the end he finishes every time. And if he brings up a thesis in somewhere else, so he could still treat like by night and try to figure out that thesis. And a zatzad, and he goes to sleep. Why didn't thesis in the Rishonim so much tirutzim? So, what is it? Stop. זכת צדדים על הזכת צדדים על הזכת צדדים פלפולים לפני ישוע נשיא חושב האחרונים פלפולים like you know הורים התלויים בסהור or back and forth מגדולים הפורחים באוויר what would he didn't know what to do so in דרך הלימוד דעת וזה תקוף ופלפול but they know it's a פלפול חבר דצייט from the גדולי אילום I don't say the names חבר דצייט it pages the פלפולים for who you're writing it exactly but you know it's not a shot. And you got Lador, you're Yid, she called Kulei Eish. They learned that Pilpul is also a tzura of learning Torah, so they did the Pilpul. L'shem the Pilpul. We mufka from it. So I'm not saying now that a person will have to, these things takes years that a person will hear. I don't know why the yeshivas did not machre, put it in enough. But a person has to know, yogea b'toyo, omel b'toyo. Where is Yigiyosa? Where is Amolo? I'm not saying now to start the Fakvech. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. Don't get the bad part of what I'm saying. I'm going to take a couple minutes. Every person, Amolo, he finishes the sugya, the taste that he doesn't have claw. We're going weiter. It's not Nagea anymore. It's not the Iker. But you know, this taste I want to figure out, Pshat from the taste first. And that minute that he sits and he tries to figure out, Kodesh Baruch Hu kum and get a kush. Of Zanko. Chazu bonai, the mishtakhim, the askim, the simchus bili, the askim, the askim, lasoik bedivre Torah, not lil my divre Torah. Shekitzor and Zweis of Zinim, lasoik bedivre Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, I'm better from everyone else. Be come to me. Not a manovi, not pel pe adabo boy, not I know everything. Nitzta'arti, I have the mile. So you have Titus and Claudius. It's the arti on Teira. I have the most shaykhs to Teira. Not because Hashem told it to me, not because I'm a Navi, because it's the arti on Teira. If a person will learn, and I'm saying, Amad, you need a Rebbe a lot of time to explain to you how to be it's the arti on Teira. How to be it's the arti. Even if Khalil of Echaz, I want you to remember these things long years. Chazal Shachaz Mashalom, someone becomes about a boss, Le'aleinu. Yeah? And he's learning an hour or two. He could do the hour or two, you know, even Bekviasnik. He could do the hour that he does, he's Oisek B'teira. He wants to know Pshat. And when he has extra time, he'll be Omel, that he will know it. Or at least every time to take one Inyan to Mevar him till the end. This Chelek of Teira is Meroimim you. Person something does that, I'm learning so much, and I'm so far. He was never Oisik B'Toyah. He was never Omel B'Toyah. When he wakes up, he's there. Okay, it's hard for him, so he comes. How much times in the middle of the night he dreams on Divrei Torah? How much time? Middle of the night in the dreams he sees the sugya. How much times? How much times? How David HaMelech says, well, he was planning to go somewhere. I remember they said this ma'ase that Rav Shach, maybe I said that Rav Shach, that Rav Shach lived in Yerushalayim. The Tkufa that was very close to Beskerov. And he had a daughter in the neighborhood. Her husband today is Roshi Reb Rashbi, I forgot the name. Shnav Shach Zaydim. Huh? Berman. So he went to, his daughter had a baby or something, so Rav Shach went to visit his daughter. Then, you know, to go to Bnei Brak was mamish like, maybe from Gaza to London, yeah, metal buses, came to Bnei Brak, so he had a psakashe, so he went to speak to the Chazanish. After he goes to his daughter, so he went to Chazanish, so the Chazanish, the kids are back and forth, with the daughter. Okay, so he finished, you know, he really forgot why he came to Bnei Brak, he went back to Yerushalayim. So I thought, to Bnei Brak, you know, we have a daughter. So Shazen normally goes once a week, he will go specially. But in the way he was thinking, nice, but he spoke to Chazanish, my Chazanish is wrong. So in the way he stopped by the Chazanish, because he was there for 4 hours, he managed to have the last bus, he ran back home and he came back home. So I asked him, he spoke to my daughter, I forgot all about it. This is the pshat that the Torah was the Asa. Teira was an Isik. A person has to, and I'm saying, I'm asking, you need Rabbi Mamol to Mamchish this. But a person has to know, this changes the person. This is Meroyman, the person. The person does that, Bez Hashem, Mahitzeh Adishmaya, will be Zeichatake, to Alamayas from Teira.